choir's singing, my mama's praying, we're to make it through. The world is spinning, the angels are guarding, the gates of heaven, pray for me to come through.
Yes, 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 everybody. This is your boy, Anthony B. Anthony Beckford with Real Talk with Anthony B. Right now, we are talking community and politics. We have on the line Brian Cunningham. For those of y'all who may be saying, why does that name sound so familiar to me? That is because Brian Cunningham ran in 2017 against Matthew Eugene for city council, came to a very close win because voters came out. This is why we tell people, no matter if it's a special election, doesn't matter if it's a primary, doesn't matter if it's a general, doesn't matter if it's presidential, state or local, you have to get out there and vote, ladies and gentlemen. I am myself a triple prime voter, and I'm proud to say that. That's like having a VIP card to the 40-40 club right now, especially with the way our government is at this moment. And y'all know that, you know, usually we talk about topics of politics, community issues, and y'all see the memes I put out there a lot of times to get some laughs and stuff like that. You know, but this is our brand, because our brand is not to bore you. Our brand is to make sure we educate you, entertain you, but also bring real people, real topics, real talk. Again, this is Real Talk with Anthony B. You know, right now we have Brian Cunningham on. So if you're listening on the podcast, I appreciate that. If you're listening on the Zoom, I appreciate that. If you're listening on Facebook Live, I appreciate that. I'm just asking everybody to do one thing, share. Matter of fact, there's going to be three things, share, share, share. That way we get this out to everybody, because this is something special. This is our first candidate for a political race that we've actually put on Real Talk Anthony B. For a reason. Because we're going to start off 2022 right in politics. When it comes to candidates, we're going to start it off right. You know, we cannot have just any type of flow coming through. You know, many of y'all already know, I protect my brand with great interest, you know. But as these candidates protect their brands with great interest as well, too. You know, and just put out there before we hop into this interview, because we do have Brian Cunningham on the line. If you are interested in advertising, if you're interested in getting interviews done, if you're interested in many of the things that we offer here at Real Talk with Anthony B, make sure you email realtalkwithanthonyb@gmail.com. And one of our consultants, one of our PR reps will contact you back. realtalkwithanthonyb@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Real Talk with Anthony B. On Twitter, Real Talk Anthony B. On Instagram, Real Talk with Anthony B. Make sure you put out the hashtag, Real Talk with Anthony B. And without further ado, let me bring in Brian Cunningham from the 43rd Assembly District. Brian, how are you? Hold up. We got you muted, man. Hold up. Let me unmute you real quick.
After 2 years, I still can't get the right.
I'm the same way.
I'm while you were talking, so I had myself on mute. How's everything going, bro?
Everything's going good, man. How's things going with you on the campaign trail?
Well, my body hurts, my feet hurt, so that's a good sign. That means I'm out there talking to people, talking to voters. And you mentioned earlier the three things you want folks to do. I want folks to vote, 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 vote. So I'm gonna keep saying that.
There we go, there we go. And I know you're tired. I know you can't wait until them green sheets are out of your face.
Well, so you know what? A lot of candidates don't like engaging in that way. And for me, I personally like the green sheets. I like door knocking. I like talking to voters because it's one thing to go to Albany and say what you want to do. But the reality is you're going to Albany to represent people and people on the ground that oftentimes don't have a voice in Albany. So I'm very mindful of the privilege that I would be given, if lucky, to get elected on March 22nd and go to Albany and represent the folks who oftentimes don't have the time, have two or three jobs, and have issues that are really important to them that they haven't heard someone come at their door and listen to. So I'm really excited about that.
Definitely, definitely. So one thing I want to ask you, what made you want to dive into this realm of politics?
I'm glad you asked that question, because a lot of folks don't start there, right? So for me, politics wasn't the thing that I wanted to do. Back in 2002, which seems like an eternity ago, I used to work for this nonprofit locally called Canva. And what we had was this program called Learn to Work, where we actually were advocate counselors in schools, helping young people graduate high school. A lot of these young people were told they'll never graduate. This was their second, third high school. So we provided counseling and wraparound services. For me, my aha moment was trying to figure out why was it that in certain zip codes, 11226, 11225, we had these disparities in education. I found out that it was local leaders for state leaders in Albany, in a very far place from New York City, about 3.5 hours, who were making decisions for downstate New York. It piqued my interest. I began an internship with State Senator Kevin Parker, an internship that turned into me working on his campaigns over the summer, that turned into me becoming a special assistant and working both with him in Albany and in the community, and learned a lot from that experience and learned the language, the vernacular, and how to legislate, the difference between politics and policy, and really just dived in and fell in love with it and found out that, you know, that was the best way or the best vehicle for me to enact change in my community locally by just changing policy. So never really wanted to be a politician, but my mother always taught me from young, the service to rent you pay for living. You know, she used to have us in church every single week doing service projects, whether it was feeding folks or being a mentor, being a big brother, running programs. So it's just another stage to do it, and a stage where you can implement public policy that has a wider spread effect on more people.
Nice. So I know people out there wondering, now they know why you jumped into politics, but who is Brian Cunningham? You know, who is this guy?
And I guess it depends on who you ask, right? If you ask my mother, I'm her son. If you ask my sister, I'm a brother. If you ask my wife, I'm a husband. But if you ask my community, I'm a community leader, right? I'm someone who grew up, born and raised in this neighborhood. I grew up on Linden Boulevard. My wife grew up on Lenox. Went to school locally, whether it be, preschool, mine on Church Avenue, PS 221 and Empire Boulevard, IS2. That was my playground, right? Literally, these streets are who I am. Just a guy from the neighborhood, love basketball, love my wife, love my family, love my community. And I've been blessed, like, again, with a certain level of privilege to be able to work in different spaces, both politically and nonprofits, and be able to take some of those giftings back and actually impact change. So in short, who I am, I'm just a guy from the neighborhood who wants to see our neighborhood thrive.
All right. So you talk about neighborhood community a lot. So I know people want to get to the nitty gritty, because I know people have watched forums, they've watched debates, they've watched endorsement interviews, you know, but this is to get to know you. This is to be, you know, to get to know you personally, you know, because I know a lot of people look for that connection as well, you know, as well with candidates, you know. So what is your, you know, not to cause a conflict between the restaurants and the eateries and the community, you know, but we got our favorites. So, what is your favorite place for, you know, for you and your family to go to, you know, to eat?
So it depends on the time of day. It depends on the mood. For me, my first stop in the morning is one of two places, either Brooklyn Perks on Flatbush, or it's Lips Cafe on Ocean Avenue. And that's my morning boost, right? You got to get that morning caffeine rush.
Yes, early. Lips. Shout out to the owners of Lips. Black owned.
Yep. that's one of my, those are my two go-to spots for like coffee, and Lips guy, everybody has great lunch as well. if I'm feeling veganish, which my wife is a vegan, so if I'm feeling veganish, I'm gonna stop at Aunt's and Uncle's right across the street on Austin Avenue. Again, another Black-owned spot. Mike grew up with him. He grew up at 305. I grew up at 275 Linden Boulevard. So we were neighbors down the street. And just incredibly proud to see what he's been able to do in bringing fresh food and products into our communities that otherwise sometimes didn't have vegan spots, didn't have plant-based spots. So that's another great spot that I love going to. If I am on the run and I just need some quick food at 1-2 o'clock in the morning, you know I'm going on to Peppers. I'm a Jamaican guy, so my jerk chicken got to be a certain way. My fish got to be a certain way. So Peppers is definitely my other go-to spot late night. But there's so many great spots in our neighborhood. Like, you know, if I'm sitting down with somebody for lunch, AM Thai, there's just so many different food spots in the neighborhood that I really can't choose one. I'm a round guy. So, you know, I love it. So don't tempt me.
I hear that. You know, as you know, you do have an election coming up. Matter of fact, you have a special election coming up. Early voting starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep.
Yeah, so with early voting, for those who don't know what early voting is, that means you get to vote early.
put it simpler, right? So for folks who watch sports, back in the days, the Super Bowl was election day. You had one shot, one slice of the apple to go out there and vote. For folks who watch basketball, it's a 7-game series, right? So you have a number of days to go out there and vote. So between the 12th and the 20th, you have an opportunity to vote early. And the reason why that's important is, you know, 2 years ago, the state legislature decided that New York was one of the most aggressive states in terms of access to early voting. And giving people more than an opportunity. A lot of us, you know, working class people who go to work, may work in the Bronx and live in Brooklyn, may have a second job and can't get to the polls on election day. Or like tomorrow, I hear the weather's gonna be bad. Bad weather sometimes could affect someone's ability to get out for a number of reasons, whether they can get slip and fall or just don't feel groggy and don't feel like going out. So you have more than one bite at the apple. But I often tell people, vote early and vote often. It's the most important thing you can do is vote. So you have a couple of opportunities to do that.
Definitely. So early voting, I believe, is from March 12th to March 20th. And then election day is going to be on March 22nd. Yep. You know, so folks, make sure you go out there and vote. Make sure you represent. Make sure you make your voices heard. Because at the end of the day, you know, we are who we basically elect. You know?
Yep.
You know, we want the representation, so we have to basically go out there and get our representation. We have to go out there and hire somebody for the job. Yep. You know, and from what I'm hearing from the community, the person for the job is Brian Cunningham. You know, I don't know. Y'all tell me, because I'm hearing it from y'all that Brian Cunningham is that person. So make sure you go out there and get those votes in. Matter of fact, even if you got to throw on some snowshoes, with the way gas prices are right now, we're going to put the car aside, go get a snow dog, you know, you know, you may want to get a snowmobile or something like that. You know, and get out there and go vote and so forth like that, because this is important, folks. You know, your voice matters, your vote matters. You know, we have to make sure that accountability starts with us first. You know, if we're gonna put people in office, we gotta make sure we get there to put them in office. And, you know, to be honest, I'm gonna be very plain with folks out there, because y'all been listening to me for years now. Y'all understand where I come from. You know, I'm like a father figure to some of y'all out there on the airways. You know, in order for us to be better, we have to do better. In order for us to do better, we have to be better. So that means we have to make sure we uphold the same standards in everything we do. So if we could go out there and stand online for some new Jordans, stand online for the new iPhone, we could get out there and vote. Because have you seen what happens when we don't vote? Okay. And yes, sometimes it's frustrating. You know what? That's the name of the game. And we have to push past it, so that way we could actually have a victory and actually win out there, folks, by making our voices heard. Now, Brian, you know, you say you're yadi, you know, I'm a yadi too, you know, and I know that, you know, I when it comes to mothers are like our biggest supporters, our biggest fans, biggest cheerleaders, but also they're like the unofficial campaign managers. And so they were like, no, y'all for go there. No, y'all for talk to Miss So and So.
Yeah.
You know, how is your mother taking the campaign? Like, because I know sometimes parents, you know, they worry about their babies. You know, they want their babies to win, but how's he taking the pace of the campaign right now?
So it's funny. My mother, you know, first, let's back up a little bit to how my mother got here. My mother got here in the 1970s, right? And she got here with $56 in her pocket, landed at JFK Airport, and her ride didn't come get her. She slept in the Bronx that night because she had a friend down there in their couch surf. My mom took care of people's families and children. So the idea of her son running for 2000 for City Council in 2017 was something that she couldn't have imagined in her wildest dreams. And then for her son to turn around and, you know, become the Democratic nominee for the New York State Assembly is something that has blown her mind. My mom was right there with me when I got the nomination. And I saw both the joy in her eyes, but also, you know, the fear, because she saw, you can imagine politics is a blood sport sometimes, and it can be for the rough and tumble. And I know that while she wants to cocoon her baby boy, she understands the purpose and the plan that God has for me. And I know that her sacrifice moving here from Jamaica to America and moving in this community specifically when she first got here is just a whirlwind of something that she could never imagine. In terms of how she's taking it, you're right, she's a campaigner in chief, right? My mother, she'll grab like a bunch of posts. I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? We got to count those. She's like, don't talk to me, right? So
just get some more.
Everywhere she goes. So if she go to meat market, you know, she's telling them, you got to put it up for my son. You know, she's on the road talking to her neighbors. She's in our old building at 275 in the Boulevard, slipping little people's doors and putting posters by the mailbox. I'm not sure if some of her tactics are, you know, what we call guerrilla warfare in politics, or her just
hopefully. Yo, that's that weddy weddy and pasa marketing.
Yeah. but she's really proud and she's really happy, and I think she's looking forward to, like others, having a fresh perspective in Albany, and someone who's gonna, you know, turn the temperature down, someone who could be uniter in Albany, and someone who's gonna fight every single day for folks. And she's gonna hold me accountable. Like, if no other voter's gonna hold me accountable, my mother's gonna hold me accountable to make sure that I'm doing the right thing. She watches a whole lot of news, so I better not make the paper for anything that's not on the up and up with my mother.
Yeah. You know, we don't want to see News 12 candidate taking out the race. Kamala said stop.
They will report it, and she'll be the first one to protest my office. I'll tell you that much.
Mom is no definitely, joke. Definitely. No, that's good. That's good. You know, mothers are the backbone of the family. You know, matriarchs make things happen. You know, absolutely.
And my mother. My mother was another one. Like, she's a firestorm. So again, when I get on one side, I mean, I got four women that run my life: my mother, my wife, sister, my mother-in-law. So if you want Brian to make a decision, you need to lobby them first.
That's good to know. That's good. Yeah. I'm gonna be out there. Can Brian come out and play? No, that's good. That's good. You know, so you know, I know you're working hard. You know, even now, I know we're probably taking up some of your time that you need to be out there, so that. So, you know,
I mean, I always say that never apologize for taking a candidate's time, and never apologize for taking an elected official's time. Oftentimes, people stop you and want to take a selfie with you. I actually don't want. I don't mind taking a selfie, but I much rather know where people stand in the issues and how we can fight for those issues. So for me, I'm always just a labor of love to talk to folks like yourself who've been out there in the field. I know that your ears are closer to the ground than I am, because you're an activist, right? So Anthony holds you accountable, but Anthony's also in the street listening to what the rumbles are and giving people guidance before he has to call them out. So I never a waste of my time to sit down and talk to you and talk to folks who I hope to serve.
Definitely, yes. You know, the before I was real talking to Anthony B, I was the accountability beast. So
That's how I met you.
Now, definitely, you know, so for all you folks out there who are listening, I appreciate y'all. Let's take a quick pause real quick, because we gotta let some commercials roll. All right, folks, we're back. You know, we had to pay those bills. Definitely, because the show does not pay for itself. You know, I'm not on a hot 97 level yet, or par 105. You know, we'll get there. We got good listeners from all around. Well, we have listeners from the US, listeners from the UK, from Paris, from Jamaica, from Haiti, you know, the DR, you know, so, you know, as a matter of fact, we started picking up listeners in Australia and in Japan, you know, so shout out to all the listeners out there, you know, worldwide, and, you know, the current listeners, the past listeners, and the new listeners, you know, we appreciate y'all because y'all are the reason why I keep doing this. You know, for those who were with us in the days of SSC Radio to now Real Talk with Anthony B, you know, and we're going to keep pushing on. You know, so, Brian.
Yes, sir.
What do we got to know? What do you do to maintain that beard, brother? Because I'm having a hard time maintaining this little small thing right here. You know,
that's the toughest question I get asked on the campaign trail. The answer is not. And I wish I could sell some products right now. If you got sponsors.
Yeah, because that beard looking clean.
No, honestly, like, so this is my beard, actually. The story's funny. I used to have a beard in junior high school. So a lot of kids thought I was much older than I was. So I used to shave my all the time, like clean face, like the top of my forehead, like the top of my head, actually, clean, clean, clean. And then I went on a trip to Thailand in 2016, right before my run for city council, my last big vacation. And when I came, before I left, my wife said, you should do something different. You look the same since I've known you in elementary school. So I started like growing a little peach fuzz, a little beard, growing it out a little bit, then lining it. And then it just became like synonymous with who I am. So at this point, all I do is I shampoo it once a week. I condition it once a week. And I throw a little oil in there every other day, but that's the extent of it. There's really nothing to it outside of like, I just have a growth problem.
Yeah. I wish what I'm growing here could come back on top of here, you know?
I can take a little bit and just put it on top of my head. I'd be good. Like, I got a little, nobody can 6'1", but there's a little spot there. I'm a little touched.
I hear you. So what is it that you like to tell, you know, the voters, the supporters, you know, those who you want to come out from the 12th to the 20th and those who you definitely want to come out on the 22nd, why should they vote for Brian Cunningham? And what is Brian Cunningham going to do for them?
Well, I think number one, when you send someone to Albany, you want to send someone who I think has a history, right? Both a track record and a history of doing the work. We talk about my work starting the state legislator as a special assistant, being a chief of staff in the city council, and working for President Obama's My Brother's Keepers Alliance. We've checked all the boxes on city, state, and federal government. But beyond that, right, if I never worked in government a day in my life, I did work on housing with Nazareth Housing, raising over $2 million for supportive housing. I've done gun violence reduction work with Save Our Streets Brooklyn. And I work at a national organization that helps to reduce the impact of the criminal justice system. So you look at all the issues that are hot button issues, so to speak, in this community. I've lived it both in my work and in my experience. And I want to take all those experiences to Albany. There's no time when you're in the middle of a session, particularly when we're passing a $143 billion budget on March 31st, that you want to send somebody that's inexperienced and doesn't know how to navigate those waters, and as someone who has to finish out this legislative session strong, particularly with measures like good cause eviction and a couple of the other pieces of legislation, TOPA, and all these things that are a docket for this time. You need someone who has the urgency, the advocacy, but also the experience to get things done, and who can build bridges and alliances, right? So a lot of folks, you know, are talking about independence. I don't believe in independence. No one gets anywhere alone. I believe in co-governance, right? Making sure that we can bring people together to get the most amount of things done. So that's why I think folks want to send somebody like that who's responsible and has a temperature and also someone who's going to listen, right? There are many people who want to do the right thing but don't listen to the community. And I think it's more important for us as elected officials to realize that we're representatives of communities, that we are not dictators. We don't tell communities what we're doing and how we're doing it. We ask them how they would like us to serve. And every 2 years, they got an opportunity to give us a grade and check off whether or not we're serving their needs and their purposes. I just want to be a servant leader.
Now, definitely. If I lived in the 43rd, you would have my vote, brother. You know?
I was about to say it's not too late to move, but it is.
Yeah, it actually is. Yeah. No, but definitely.
I mean, move after. we're going to need good constituents too.
Now, definitely, you know, so I encourage everybody in the 43rd Assembly District. No, y'all don't know my name. Y'all know who I am and so forth from the work in the past and from what, you know, from Real Talking Anthony B and so forth. You know, I actually encourage y'all to get out there and make sure you vote. Y'all know I don't do, you know, I don't constrain myself to just party lines. I look at issues, the people who want to represent us and so forth. You know, but I'm going to say when y'all go look at that ballot, look at the Democratic line, vote for this brother, Brian Cunningham. You know, for those of y'all who are listening on the podcast, y'all can't see who he is. I'm going to describe him. You know, he looks like me, you know, with more of a beard. So if y'all like the way I look, you're going to like the way this brother looks.
They can go on the website as well, www.cunningham4ny.com, and also my Instagram, at Cunningham4ny. That's on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Definitely looking to get our followers up, because it's not just about followers, but making sure we get messages out to people. So definitely follow us and go on our website. If you got time over the next couple of days, volunteer. You know, you can do it from home, phone bank. Democracy is more than just voting. It's a participatory event. Everyone got to be involved. We want to influence the most amount of change. So, Anthony, I'm grateful for the opportunity to come on and talk to your viewers.
Now, definitely. Also, real quick. So, I'm glad you brought a volunteer, because that's another way to be civically engaged. You know, we hear people talking about civic engagement, but it seems to be more self-serving, and it's never about what people can do to actually, you know, learn the process themselves. Yep. Yep. You know, so I'm glad you brought that up. So in regards to engagement, in regards to volunteerism, excuse me, folks. So the people could go on the website to actually sign up to volunteer to door knock, to phone bank, and to petition, correct?
And also, if they want to host a meet and greet with their neighbors, right? I think that's also important, because the more people you meet, the more people you enroll in the movement, is the bigger the movement gets, right? It always starts as a whisper campaign that becomes a echoing chamber of people saying, have you met Brian? Have you met Brian? Or do you know, and even if they don't vote for Brian, do you know there's a special election on March 22nd? I think, you know, just knowing that is half the battle. I think going to the polls is the second half. And obviously we want to win the battle, so we want your vote. But we really want people, again, voting determines so much in our communities, even the kind of attention like the officials pay to communities. Communities that vote are much more resourced than communities that don't vote. So I encourage folks, even if it means nothing to you in terms of voting for a particular candidate, go out there and cast your ballot, because it means the kind of representation and again, your neighborhood, not just being elected, but people are watching that.
Now, definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here from candidate from the Democratic. Matter of fact, we're not going to skip that over, because you were saying that in the beginning, but you just said it like it was just all nonchalant. We're going to emphasize he's a Democratic nominee for the 43rd Assembly District.
Yeah, I am. And that means something, particularly in a city like New York and a country like America, where, you know, the Democrats have been the leading voice on a lot of the issues of healthcare, housing, criminal justice reform, public safety, and economic recovery. We've done better on the Democrats than we have on any other party in this country. So obviously I'm proud to be a Democrat. I'm not running away from that. I'm a lifelong Democrat, been a Democrat my whole life, and I'm gonna continue to be a Democrat. So take that to the bank.
Definitely. And I just looked on his website, and I'm gonna clarify some things for some folks. Brian Cunningham is definitely there for the kids. He's supporting, make sure there's equity for education, equity with healthcare. You know, especially when it comes to to women's health. You know, because we know the morbidity rate is ridiculous right now.
Right there, Anthony. But I mean, I forgot to say that. I'm glad you mentioned that. But obviously, I want folks to look at my op-ed that I penned earlier this year called Where's Brian Bid? And it talks about my focus on my wife's maternal health over the last 2 years in our journey. My wife was diagnosed with stage 4 endometriosis. A lot of Black women know that. I always joke around and say that to our brothers that if it was a penis problem, we would all know about it, right? So it's really important that we show up for our women in ways that are important. My wife had fibroids and cysts, some of them the size of golf balls, and had to have 2 laparoscopies. So in addition to loving community, I mentioned my wife several times on this broadcast, because I love my wife and all that I am. And we've been through some trying times over the last couple of months around her maternal health and not having the best quality hospitals here in our community. So also want to empower those communities. I know folks on the trail have been talking about building new institutions. I'm talking about empowering institutions that are here. There are 2 great hospitals who are built already, and we want to make sure they have the kind of staff and the kind of resources they need to function at a higher propensity to support Black women's maternal health and other health issues. So just want to throw that in there. My apologies for cutting you off, but I have to say.
No, definitely. Like I said, you know, the point of our platform is real talk, real topics, real people. You know, and people have to understand how real candidates are, because a lot of times people will forget, you know, especially with public figures, they forget that we're human. You know, they forget that we go through life issues. They forget that, you know, that we have relationships. They forget that, you know, that our partners, you know, go through things as well, too. you know, that we have family, you know, so we have to make sure, you know, that we are relatable as possible. So that way the people understand that we are them and we are not better. We are equal. And we don't run ahead. We don't fall behind, but we walk together in the steps, you know, so definitely. But Brian, I thank you. Thank you for giving us your time. You know, I know you probably got a few more minutes that you get to go knock on some doors and stuff like that. So, you know, we're going to leave you to that. Thank you for coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Real Talking Anthony B. Make sure that you, if you're listening back to this on the playback, make sure you follow Brian Cunningham on the social media panels. We're going to make sure we push that out there as well for his platforms. Again, share. And as Brian said, vote. If you're on the 43rd Assembly District, early voting starts on Saturday, March 12th, and goes all the way to March 20th. Don't wait till March 21st and so you didn't know about it. We're telling you here right now, March 12th to March 20th. Again, tomorrow's going to be snowing like crazy. And I know gas prices is high. So make sure you throw on your snowshoes. Get to those polling stations. If you got the sled dogs out, get there. You know, and make sure you show up for Election Day on March 22nd. Make sure you volunteer. Make sure you tell your friends, tell your family. You know, if you're going to church on Sunday, make sure you tell your fellow congregation members. All right, see y'all. This Real Talking Anthony B. Love y'all. Love it. Love y'all. Peace and light to everybody. All right, Brian. See you.
All right, take care.